Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 9th of April. US President Trump implemented an extraordinary tax increase overnight. US consumers now have to pay the highest trade tax in over 100 years, and the modern economy means that a lot more economic activity depends on imported goods than was the case 100 years ago. The 104% tax on US goods imported from China is dramatic, and unless it is reversed quickly, it may well push the US into recession faster than had previously been anticipated. The additional 50% tax Trump levied will, of course, be a negative for the economy in China, but it does not double the pain that was previously imposed. The higher tariffs go, the less marginal impact they have on foreign economies. It's worth noting that the $55 million of tea imported from China is now subject to a 104% tax. The British cut taxes on US tea imports in 1773. Arguably, the most successful export of the United States in recent times has been Treasury bonds. Historically, persuading foreigners to buy promises from the US government in exchange for valuable goods and services has raised US living standards significantly. This pattern has been challenged by market moves overnight. Despite a further drop in equities, US bond yields also rose significantly in one of the more dramatic equity down, yields up shifts in decades. This appears to reflect concerns by investors about whether international money will still provide the United States with cheap funding. If cheap funding disappears, the US fiscal position weakens, and there are negative implications for the US economy, the housing market in particular. The bond market has not become disorderly, and that means that there is no incentive for the US Federal Reserve to intervene. If, for instance, China were to dump treasuries into the market, price action probably would then become disorderly, and just as the Bank of England did during the UK's trust debacle, the Fed would be justified in stepping in. Otherwise, the Fed should allow the bond market to reflect the economic costs of current policies, again, as the Bank of England did once price action in the UK markets was normal. The politics of trade tax policy is likely to come into increased focus. Yesterday, the US administration announced that it would further increase taxes on goods from China that were previously allowed a de minimis exemption. These taxes take effect from 2nd of May. What that means is that consumers will be confronted with two realities, well known to economists. Tariffs increase prices, and it is domestic consumers, not foreign companies, that pay the tax. Ending the de minimis exemption is effectively a Temu tax. Every US buyer of cheap online products from China will be presented with an additional bill from the US government before they can get their hands on their purchase. Assuming there is no retreat from this particular tax before the 2nd of May, the visibility of tariffs and the associated political cost will increase. Trump's influential megadonor Musk was using slurs to describe US Trade Counselor Navarro yesterday. Such disagreements add to the uncertainty that surrounds the policy outlook from the United States. This also applies to the possibility of trade deals. Investors are not certain about what it is the US administration is trying to achieve with all these tax increases. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.